Researchers find there could be more health effects lingering decades after a toxic contamination of Michigan's food supply. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. In 1973, a plant owned by Velsicol Chemical made a mistake and shipped a toxic flame retardant chemical to a livestock feed plant. It's called polybrominated biphenyl, or PBB. It took about a year to discover the accident. Millions of Michiganders ate contaminated beef, chicken, pork, milk, and eggs. A team at Emory University has been following people who were exposed to PBB and their children. Melanie Jacobson is the lead author of the latest study from Emory. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
After the chemical mix-up in the 1970s, the state of Michigan enrolled about 6,000 people in a registry to track their health. And you looked at thyroid function and PBB exposure in hundreds of those people. What did you find?
So this was a study that we did within the PBB cohort using data on recently measured PBB and PCB levels, and both self-reported thyroid conditions as well as among those without thyroid disease measured thyroid hormone levels. We found that the prevalence of thyroid disease was greater than expected. Up to 25% of women in our sample reported thyroid disease. And we also found that higher PBB levels were associated with an increased prevalence of thyroid disease. But this was only true among women, although estimates were somewhat imprecise.
What are the implications of what you found so far?
So thyroid function is really important. It's the major endocrine organ in the body, but thyroid function is also really important for other body systems, cardiovascular health, reproductive health. And so it's just important for overall health, and people may also want to get it screened. It's also, although it's very important, it's very easily treatable as well.
So it's now more than 40 years after this PBB contamination in the food supply in Michigan. What kinds of health effects has the team found in previous studies?
So in previous studies, a lot of focus has been paid to reproductive health effects. So I can just name a few, but PBB has been found to be associated in this cohort with changes to the menstrual cycle, altered timing of puberty for both girls and boys exposed to PBB in utero. We found that women who were exposed in utero, when they became adults, they had a higher risk of miscarriage. Apgar scores in children exposed in utero, as well as genital anomalies in boys exposed in utero, have all been found to be associated with PBB levels.
And PBBs can stay in the body for a long time.
Correct. So they have a very long half-life, which means that it's very difficult for the body to break down. So it's stored long-term in our tissues, unfortunately.
What will the team study next?
This work is definitely continuing at Emory. Related to the thyroid function, participants will actually be receiving their thyroid hormone levels in a couple of weeks. So that's something to look out for. But just wider than that, with the research, one of the big priorities, and this was from community input, is looking at these multiple generation type health effects, specifically where the father was exposed in a family unit. Can those types of health effects be passed down to future generations? And there is work looking into, is there something we can do about reducing PBB body burden in the people who were exposed to this 1970s contamination?
Melanie Jacobson is a recent PhD graduate from Emory University. Thank you for taking the time to talk with me.
Thank you.
You can learn more about Emory's PBB health studies at michiganradio.org. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.